9 by 12?
Well, the letter size, you know, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I think I better have about 50 of those.
50? Yes, because I have some here now that I was going to send to Miss Ware. She has a note for 25 of them.
Uh-huh.
So I'll send another 50 in addition.
Yeah, and then also I'd like to have some of those intercommunication, intergovernmental ones, about 50 of those.
50? Uh-huh.
And then the little larger size.
And the larger ones. Yeah, well, she has a note for 25 each.
Well, that's for her, and you send some to me, too.
Yes, okay, then.
Okay.
Yes, okay, Miss Lincoln.
Thank
you're welcome.
You.
Mr. J. Robert Greenberg in Greenwich, Connecticut, calling you.
He's been calling for 2-3 days now.
Well,
in the world does he think he wants? Would you? I hate to push him off onto Gwen or anyone over there.
Well,
I have no idea what he wants.
You don't know him at all?
Uh-uh.
Well, do you want me to ask him what he's calling in reference to?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. In regard to some correspondence, and he said he's spoken to Congressman Barry's office in reference to it.
Well, you know, a letter.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know.
How do you tell him?
Yeah.
Want me to have Gwen tell him?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Foreign aid conference. I didn't know whether it'd be possible for him to come up and speak to you about our thoughts, then perhaps you and I could talk on the phone again and you could give me your judgment about what we ought to try to work out with Otto.
Sure, absolutely. We meet at 11 today, and Larry can come up anytime. I'll come off the rostrum once we get going. We're going into the, I'll get into the third supplemental, so we. Convenient for him, half past 11 or so.
Good, fine, I'll have him up there.
I think, you see, Otto Green, when I say, from my understanding, I'll put it that way, But he'd go at least 300 in the Title One and probably a little more.
Right, right.
Is that right?
Right, that's right. He, you know, remember, you were talking about 350. Then he said, well, we'll go over 300 and see what more we can do. Now, in view of the fact that we did well in the Senate, actually an even split would take us to 400 million over the House figure. So I thought that if he went up there with Larry would have two sets of figures, and then we could just see what we could do with him.
And I was thinking that my thought would be that if you and I and Passman and whoever you wanted in from the department would get together down at the White House.
Right.
And actually be the White House.
Right.
I think the psychological effect, don't you see?
Right. I don't know what my psychology would be these days on Otto, but I'll tell you.
It may not get all we seek, but it'll get a hell of a lot more than he would give someone else.
Okay, good. Well, I'll have Larry up there, then I'll be glad to meet whenever you think would be best today.
Today?
Well, I think if they're going into conference tomorrow, either today or whatever time you thought, today or tomorrow would be fine with me.
Better today. In other words, he would allocate it, as I understood it, any way you want it.
Right. Well, what we got to try to do is get him up to as near 400 as we can.
No, I agree with
you. I'll have Larry up there, though, 11:30.
Right.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker.
Just a minute ago. He's come down tomorrow, but that's not the reason I'm calling. John P. Harrington of the Yorkville Democratic Club, who was very active in the election and was a hard-driving individual, died suddenly yesterday of a coronary. He's being buried this afternoon, and they didn't know whether they want some recognition from here or who would do it or if it was considered. I think someone would know him.
John P. Harrington.
Harrington of Yorkville Democratic Club in New York City.
Yorkville.
That's part of
Democratic Club.
New York City.
New York City.
He's 40 years old, and he's a very active Democrat, and he organized a group that ran up and down the stairs into the various apartments and got individuals, and they sent him a telegram of congratulations at the time of the victory celebration.
Yeah. Okay.
He's to be buried this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yeah.
And does he have a widow?
I don't know. He didn't get that, but he just gave me this information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I should call Dave or you, and I thought you would handle it to the right person.
Okay.
Fine, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Evelyn Lincoln.
Oh, yes.
Someone just called in and said that John P. Harrington.
Larry O'Brien, please.
Thank you. call?
President asked for Mr. O'Brien. He's on.
Okay.
Larry, yes, sir.
Tell him to come. The speaker said he'd see you at 11:30, and then perhaps he'd want to arrange once you get him briefed on the 400.
Right.
We can arrange to see Otto necessary down here.
Right.
He seems to. Now, the second thing is, I talked to Charlie.
Yeah.
I suppose we'll blow me out of the water. What is there
not
any?
You, Kerwin.
Yeah, but he's probably going to ask me to do something. Is there anything I can do?
Well, now the only thing is this. What he's very much disturbed that because of his opposition to the aquarium bill. Kerwin has knocked out a lot of his projects in the public works bill. He will show you newspaper clippings which will indicate his and Edith Green's defeat. And there's nothing that you can do. All you can say is that you'll call up Kerwin and see what you can do. And we'll try to get Bob Kerr to do the same thing over here.
I see. Well, why did the senators let it go? Because I suppose they're mad at him, too, aren't they? He's been kicking everybody around for so long that finally they decided to kick him, I guess, didn't they?
Of course, well, that's partly it, but it was a personal thing with Mike, and I think a lot of them are a little bit afraid of Mike because of his power on the Interior and other appropriations committees over there. They thought, well, they better go along.
Yeah.
And the amounts are really small. They don't mean anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that if you would say, well, you'll call Kerwin, and I'll get Bob Kerr to talk to Kerwin, that might be the best way out of it.
Yeah. Well, why don't I call Kerwin before I see Wayne, see whether I can do anything?
Okay.
But I mean, Wayne. Okay, Wayne. All right. Bye,
okay,
Mike.
Waiting.
Hello?
Yes.
Albert, how are you?
Fine, how are you, Mr. President?
Oh, very good. Well, now it looks, unfortunately, like we're beginning to run out of time on H.R. 10. I wish the hell that Congress had gotten out Saturday. Now, what is your thought about how we should do this? I don't want to veto it unless we got a prayer. Now, what do you think we could get in the Senate? We don't think we can do very well in the House.
Well, it depends on who Mike will help you.
Yeah, but Hubert's for the bill.
Now, Ralph Yarbrough told me that he would sustain a veto.
Right.
Announced for it. I'd say it would depend on Hubert and Bob Kerr. If they will resist overriding a veto, then Mike and I can corral enough others to prevent it being overwritten.
Well, now, Hubert has told me at the last week's breakfast and said it again Saturday that he's for the bill.
Well...
I tell you what I'll do is I'll get a hold of Hubert and see where he thinks we are. But we don't.